backstage noble wife, the story of America's favorite family of the Footlights, and of their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway. In our last episode, our friends became aware that the lifeboat, which they were trying to row to shore, was being towed along by some mysterious force. Now it's shortly after. We hear Mary say to Harry,
"My goodness, we're going. I've never seen it go this fast. This is scary.
Something's got hold of this boat, that's all I can think."
You know what? Look here.
What?
That's a net there. I think, you see way over there about 10 o'clock?
Yes. Why?
You see that boat there?
It is a boat.
Looks like a fishing trawler, and I think we're being pulled in on a net. I really
that's
do.
That's exactly right. Look.
Look at all the scrod and the lemon sole here, all around us in this net.
Yes, it's a gray sole, too.
Yeah.
Halibut.
Whitefish.
Haddock.
Yes. Hake. Look at the hake in there.
Cod.
Scrod, all kinds of fish. And we're the biggest ones of all sitting here.
At least we see some help coming to us, Calvin. That's the big thing. Oh, yes. Miss Rogers sees the boat, too. Yes, they're pulling us in. We're going to land up on the deck. Then we'll be able to get back to land. Maybe they even came out of Mystic Seaport, Connecticut. Who knows?
Well, I hope so. They look like friendly people up there.
Yes, they see us now. I think they know they've caught us.
Yankee fishermen are awfully nice people.
Oh, yeah.
They're hardy people.
They're taciturn, but they're nice.
Yes, well, of course, they go down to the sea in ships. And that, changes their entire outlook on life.
Oh, yes. They're salty.
Yeah. But they're the salt of the earth also.
That's right. Well, Mary, you're going to have your first step aboard a fishing trawler.
Just think of that, up there with all those lovely Yankee fishermen.
That says on the front, CXMML. Wonder what that means.
I guess that's the name of the boat, Commissioner.
Or it might be the year it was launched.
Could very well
1935.
Be.
1935.
Could very well be, sure.
Well, they see us. Look, there's one of the men waving to us on the side.
Is he very friendly? Hello there.
Ahoy.
We've been cast adrift on a little dinghy.
By Captain Wolf Larson.
We got caught up in your net, sir.
Net.
What's that?
What do you say, buddy? We can't hear you. What do you say?
You know what I think?
What?
I think he's not a Yankee fisherman at all.
He doesn't sound like he comes from Gloucester, I'll say that.
You know, they say there are a lot of Russian trawlers in the area fishing off our shores.
Oh, for sure. I think probably you're right. I think maybe we've been caught up in a Russian fishing seine.
Good gravy, I think we have, Mary.
Oh, my.
Ahoy up there.
Yes. You see, we were set adrift by Captain Wolf Larson, sir, and we're heading for Mystic, Connecticut. And somehow we get tangled up in your nets. I hope you'll excuse us.
See, I'm Harry Backstage, famous Broadway star. This is my wife, Mary.
He
doesn't sound too happy.
No, really, they're Broadway stars. Just look at them.
I think he ordered the net to be pulled up onto the deck.
I think it's best now that we just be quiet.
Whoop.
Just go along with them. Play it their way until we can, make some kind of sensible contact.
That's right. Well, they're pulling us up on the winch.
Look at all the fish.
Gray sole.
Lemon sole.
Haddock.
Hake.
Scrod.
Mackerel.
Cod.
And the halibut.
Dabs.
And look, two smelt.
Not a bad average. And so our friends discover that they have been saved, for the time being anyway, by a Russian fishing boat. You'll want to join us tomorrow when we'll hear the captain say... That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage Noble One. Word Carr speaking.